Good afternoon and welcome to the Midday News for today, Monday, February 22nd. I'm your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, NGO Coalition for Protection of Children calls for change in the juvenile justice system in Dominica. Trinidad and Tobago Unified Teachers Association tells teachers return to work after gang plot to attack school. And 10 million people in India's capital without water after army regains control of key water source from protesters. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. To details of these and more stories coming up.
Those unwanted pounds? Do so with a little help from Quartz in our Lose to Win fitness promotion, where you get cash back for every pound you lose. With the purchase of selected fitness equipment from Quartz, you become eligible to sign up for our fitness challenge, where you can earn $20 cash for every pound you lose. Make your purchase today, complete your registration, and get started. The challenge runs for 6 weeks, and the earlier you shop, the longer you have to lose weight and earn some cash. There will be weekly weigh-ins to track your progress and keep you motivated. So stick to your fitness goals this new year and lose weight to win cash. Terms and conditions apply. See in-store for details. Quartz, bringing value home.
I need a fast cash to get me started, cause I want to get ahead in life. When times get rough, you don't have to be tough. Fast cash will make it right. Fast cash.
Get the cash advance you need.
Fast cash.
In just 2 hours.
Fast cash.
Up to $8,000 can be yours.
Fast cash. I need fast cash.
Coordinator of the NGO Coalition for the Protection of Children, Tina Alexander, is calling for change in the juvenile justice system in Dominica. Alexander is campaigning for the implementation of a family court. She acknowledges that whereas there is a juvenile court in existence, unfortunately, there are few non-custodial alternatives that provide appropriate treatment for juvenile offenders. Here is more of what Alexander had to say on the matter.
Well, we've got some concerns, haven't we, in Dominica about juvenile justice. That is, young offenders being treated appropriately for their age. In Dominica, we don't really have all the resources that we need to do the job properly. We do have a juvenile court where Magistrate Augustus does her best to deal differently with juveniles to how people would be dealt with if they were adults. But unfortunately, we don't have very many non-custodial alternatives. So still the guys end up in the stock farm, granted in a slightly separate cell from the adults, but really with very little special treatment according to their age. And clearly we have people who, by the time they do become adults, have already learned a lot of criminal behaviour. So we would like to see a change. The NGO Coalition's been campaigning for some time for a family court, and the family court would not only be dealing with matters of sexual abuse where the victims are children, but it would also deal with matters where the offenders are children and where they need special treatment. They would have specially trained probation officers and specially trained magistrates and judges who all would understand children and families differently from how we currently understand them.
Meanwhile, Alexander is strongly advocating that court proceedings must be made less traumatizing for juveniles and the victims. She says psychotherapeutic solutions are needed to help children, as well as the parents of the children, if they are unable to cope with their adolescence. Alexander made reference to the Youth Quake Group in Dominica, which she says is trying their best to provide care for youth at risk. But she says that is far from enough, therefore something different is needed. Reports confirm that as part of the OECS Juvenile Justice Reform Project, which is funded by the USAID and the OECS, Dominica will soon approve legislation on a child justice bill.
It's very important that even the court proceedings themselves are not traumatizing for young people, even if the young people are the offenders, especially if they're the victims, but even if they're the offenders, it's not helpful to simply traumatize them further. So it's important that we have some sort of facility, some sort of custodial facility for children alone, that is for juveniles alone. If you look at what's happening at Youthquake, clearly we need something that is different from Youthquake, where they're doing their best to provide care for youth at risk. We need something where children are actually rehabilitated and helped with the different behaviours that they've learned. And I think too we need a real emphasis on parenting also, and help for parents who are not coping with their adolescent. Not easy being a parent of an adolescent, and we need to have psychotherapeutic resources available for families in need.
Acting Prime Minister Justina Charles says overall she is satisfied with the work that was accomplished not only in her constituency but around Dominica in the recent nationwide mosquito breeding grounds cleanup campaign. Thursday, a nationwide cleanup campaign to combat the breeding and spreading of the Aedes aegypti mosquito got underway, and Charles, who is also the Member of Parliament for the Grand Bay constituency, says she was happy with the number of school children who were involved in the campaign.
I really applaud the plan of the theatre, the Grand Bay Primary, Chetmon Primary, Bagatelle, Fishman Primary, who came out and really worked hard to make sure. And we ran, and one of the most important things is that what we did as a health team, the class and the zone areas. So to every zone, they identify one teacher who would be with the students and two or three community leaders, community members who would join, and some people within the area who would join them to work with them. The students will run across from house to house in yards, collecting and turning drums over, taking up all the coconut husk, swimming, everything that can be a receptacle for water and for breeding sites of mosquitoes. And as we were doing it, interestingly, what I was doing with this, I had primary school students doing. What I was doing is as we go around, we explain to them where they can do it and why we should get rid of it. So they were informed. They became a little more knowledgeable on the whole presence of mosquitoes and what they can do and how we can prevent it. So I think it's well to sensitize and to educate our children on the prevention of those vector-borne diseases.
Meantime, Health Minister Dr. Kenneth Darrow applauded Dominicans for their participation in the nationwide cleanup campaign.
I think it's clear that Dominicans have embraced this activity, this initiative, and I must say kudos to each and everyone, the entire citizenry of the Commonwealth of Dominica, the cabinet, my cabinet colleagues, the members of parliament on both sides, because they would have shown, the members of parliament would have shown from the planning cities a very keen and intimate interest in the planning phase of today's campaign. And while the time for planning was very short, because I mean we thought of it at a very short notice, I must say kudos to them for taking initiative. And most, if not all of them, would have been part of the planning meetings with the village council, the health team, of course, which would be spearheading at the district level. And I want to say thanks to each and everybody for embracing this opportunity. So I'm really hoping that I'm really comforted as a Minister of Health and even as a citizen of Dominica and a medical practitioner to see the enthusiasm and the interest and the turnout of the people at least in the south part of the island. And I've also gotten some informal reports from other places that the turnout and the enthusiasm has been equally massive.
Operations Manager at the Dominica Solid Waste Management Corporation, Jana McLaurence, is appealing to Dominicans to manage their waste properly. This follows a large flow of vehicles completely filled with white goods and other household items being transported to the landfill as Dominica embarked on a nationwide cleanup campaign last Thursday. The Dominica Solid Waste Management Corporation also says the landfill is now almost filled to capacity.
For the future, manage your waste properly. I mean, not everything is put to throw. You know, people can be more responsible in all the funds and in all the use their household items, their white goods. We need to be more responsible as government. Canada have a small country like that. Maybe a truckload is worth one household. So it is very amazing to see the amount of waste that we have for 30,000 people.
Members of the Dominica Fire and Ambulance Services Department were actively involved in last week's national cleanup campaign, and according to the public relations officer of the department, Wayne Later, most of the stations across the island assisted villagers in on-the-ground cleanup.
I can report that the Portsmouth Fire Station, the St. Joseph Fire Station, Grand Bay Station, and the Roseau Station are involved in that cleaning campaign. During the course of the day, we had the Portsmouth Station involved in some cleaning of drains and culverts in the community of Dublin, and also that was expected to be done in Portsmouth. And I can report also that in Portsmouth they were involved in inspection of the area at Zikak, in the Zikak area. And what we found out is that due to the amount of rain in that area also, some of the drains and areas were cleaned up, but they had some cleanup doing in that area. In the St. Joseph district, they have been assisting the St. Joseph community, and also in Mount Ratchet. Yes, they were up in the community of Monrachet doing some cleaning of some drains and culverts also. We can report also the same has been done in the Granby area, and they were assisting.
Meanwhile, Dominica's Health Minister, Dr. Kenneth Darrow, says it would be unwise if Dominicans were to downgrade the impending threat of the Zika virus. Darrow says persons need to be aware that the Zika virus poses a greater threat than chikungunya.
The fact that the Zika virus is not as florid, as loud, or as bold as the chikungunya, where we had hundreds and maybe even thousands of people suffering from chikungunya, we had lots of men always. The Zika is a bit more quiet, a lot more quiet, but more deadly. And I'm sure most of us would have access to social media and other forms of media over the past months or so. Look at the images of the alleged cases of microcephaly and other mild congenital malformations, newborn babies that are associated with the Zika virus. And I really want to let Dominicans know that there are a lot of rumors going around that it might not be associated. But as I've said, as a Minister of Health and even as a medical practitioner myself, that until such an it's scientifically proven that the Zika virus is not associated with these malformations, that we as health people have to treat it like they are.
And representative of the Caribbean Development Bank, CDB, Andrea Powers, says there is a need for Dominica to diversify its production base and move up the value chain to aid effective economic growth. Powers addressed a meeting of officials at a recent press conference.
The steering committee for the EPA standby facility has approved 18 projects with a total value of approximately $3.7 million. While the steering committee for the CSME standby facility has approved 15 projects with a total approximate value of US$3.4 million. The contribution agreements between the European Union and the Caribbean Development Bank terminate in March of 2017, and by which time all projects must be completed. So time is of the essence. The 2014 private sector assessment of Dominica, conducted with funding from Compete Caribbean, of which CDB is a partner, indicated that there is a need for Dominica to diversify its production base, as well as to move up the value chain in order to assist economic growth and also reduce poverty through the provision of suitable, sustainable employment. Both projects are timely within this context. The EPA projects to improve the competitiveness of the manufacturing sector by providing support to select companies to become HACCP compliant. This will significantly enhance the export potential of the sector. At the same time, the project will provide support for the enhancement of the regulatory and administrative environment so as to make it conducive to trade, especially within the context of the EPA, the Economic Partnership Agreement. The Government of Commonwealth of Dominica, through its Ministry of Trade, Energy and Employment, has taken a very bold step in the implementation of a consumer protection policy and regime.
Meantime, Dominican Minister of Trade Ian Douglas gave his comments on the two CDB-funded projects to implement in Dominica. He says the projects are timely and will significantly enhance Dominica's export capacity and its trading environment.
This project is timely, as we expect to see at the end of this project an increased understanding among all stakeholders of the commitment to the implementation of the agreement among implementation agencies, increased competence in the use of the ASICUDA world among customs brokers, tariff clerks, customs officials, and increased knowledge and understanding of the HACCP classification, the customs valuation, customs control, and the rules of origin of the European Partnership Agreement. These projects will enhance the ongoing activities of the government to enhance the trading environment, and we continue to ensure that the international and regional treaty obligations are met and the market access opportunities are being created through active negotiations with third-party states in our capacity as a member state of the CARICOM.
In other news this afternoon, teachers at Trinidad and Tobago's largest secondary school have been advised by their union to show up for work today after a plot by gang members to attack the school was foiled on Friday. President of the Trinidad and Tobago Unified Teachers Association, Davanand Sinanan, said at a press conference on Saturday, a day after the gun attack at Chaguanas North Secondary School, to take out a teacher and other students were thwarted, and that he had advised members to report for duty. However, he stressed when they get to school, they are to assess the situation and then act accordingly. And more than 10 million people in India's capital are still without water after the army regains control of a key water source from protesters. Keshav Sandra, Head of Delhi's Water Board told the BBC it would take 3 to 4 days before normal supplies resumed to affected areas. Jat community protesters demanding more government jobs seized Munak Canal, the city's main water source, on Friday. 16 people have been killed and hundreds hurt in 3 days of riots. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of the headlines. NGO Coalition for Protection of Children calls for change in the juvenile justice system in Dominica. Trinidad and Tobago Unified Teachers Association tells teachers return to work after gang plots to attack school. And 10 million people in India's capital without water after army regains control of key water source from protesters. The news has brought you compliments, Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.